coming to you live from deep underground in his mother's basement. This is the Chester Norrington Show with your host, Chester Norrington.
From the far north to the down far south, to the east to the west, everywhere across the globe except Poland, because fuck Poland. This is your Chester Norrington Show. You want to take a ride? Let's take a ride. With me tonight, as always, is my co-host, Tommy Lawson. Tommy, how you doing?
Good, buddy. I'm ready to ride the wave here. I'm going to take good. The audience on a journey with you.
We're going to journey far and wide, but first, old Chester's got a little bit of a rant. You ready to hear this rant, Tommy? I don't want to sidetrack the show, so I'm just going to get it out of the way now.
It's your show, man. You do what you got to do, buddy.
Sorry, I went out to eat at a fine establishment, and it took about 27 minutes to get my boneless wings because your goddamn fry cook is a fucking piece of shit. Let me tell you something about this fry cook, all right? Because that's the problem with America, Tommy. He's a goddamn junkie. He's a fucking junkie, and he's a piece of shit. And let me tell you something about this piece of shit. He's bad at his fucking job. And he's doing drugs right there, and probably on meth. And guess what else? We're paying his salary. We're paying his salary because he's a fucking bum. He's a goddamn fucking welfare bum. And we're fucking paying it. And that's what's wrong with this country. And the goddamn libtards don't understand because that's how they like to roll. They like that. They want to fucking live off of you, Tommy. They want to live off of Tommy. So that's why we're like, man. That's why everybody shits on Trump. But guess what? He's coming for you. He's coming for you. 2020.
You know what they need to start fucking, not just drug testing these welfare assholes. They need to start DNA testing them to see what kind of fucking scum they really are. Because you know what they are, right? They've been infected. You know what I'm saying?
Troglodytes.
The extraterrestrials. They're causing our people to get really lazy out here. They're putting their alien semen in them and causing them to turn into fucking complete jokes and bums. They're killing this country, Chester.
Extraterrestrials. Yeah, see, I've often wondered about that. I'm actually glad you brought that up, because not just a week ago, I was sitting in my room, and I was not fondling myself, but kind of rubbing, getting to that point, and I started to wonder, what would it be like if an alien came in here? And then I realized, they're fucking already here. They're fucking trying to warp my mind. They're trying to make me touch myself so that I could be aroused so they could come in and finish me off. So I started to beat myself with a fucking mallet. And I chased the demon away.
Let me tell you something. You don't even understand all the way what they're doing, right? Do you know the full extent of what they're doing to our people, our women?
I have no fucking idea. You just tell me. Clear this up, Tommy.
Since the beginning of time, Chester, they've been pillaging and plundering our planet, raping our women, all right? They're probing our bodies in an ungodly manner, right? They're trying to create a master race of alien hybrids. You know what I'm saying? They're removing the fetuses.
So you're saying that people like this fry cook are the result of a mutation that went awry?
He's one of the fetuses, Chester. He's a fucking cretin. He should be slaughtered in the fucking street.
If this is their higher race, man, they better get back to the drawing boards. I gotta tell you.
Did you ever hear you know when they say higher race, they just mean they come from higher than Earth. That doesn't mean they're smarter or more intelligent. It's so literally elevation, Chester.
So the extraterrestrials are literally creating a human race of welfare bums.
Exactly. Look at fucking India, man. That's why there's so many of them.
So the people of India are basing their own shit because they're all half retarded because they're half alien.
That's why they shit on the fucking train tracks. Exactly. They're uncultured fucking swine because they're hybrids. It's no fucking coincidence, man.
It makes perfect fucking sense, Tommy. You have just opened my eyes. And you know what? That's also good to know, because we can be rest assured that you and I are not part of this stupid half-bred race of retards that eat shit, because I don't eat shit.
I've never ate shit once in my life. I mean, one time on a podcast here, I made a joke intro about it, but I wasn't serious. No shit in my mouth, Chester. Never touched my tongue.
No, I mean, not without a filtration system.
In my mouth? What do you mean? You mean in the toilet?
I mean that we run through the filtration, and then it comes out clean. It's not shit anymore. It's leftover corn.
Oh, yeah. No, well, that's a different story right there. That's just basically harvesting your own vegetables. You're a human farm there, Chester. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I often filtrate my feces. I make sure there's no feces left before I pick out the protein and the nutrition. That would be gross if not. That's what the troglodytes get wrong. That's what this half race apparently does. They don't worry about that nutritional value. They just shove your shit in their mouth and headbutt the walls and probably cry under the sink.
Yeah, exactly. That's their fucking MO, because really, you know what they think the asshole is? They think the asshole is the reproductive organ. They're lucky to have any kids out here, any hybrids, because the semen just happens to leak into the women's vaginas.
Because
they're fucking stupid.
Crazy.
Why do you think they do them anal probes, Chester? It's no coincidence they always go for the asshole. They're trying to... Here's the thing. The anal probe is actually like one of them dildos that squirts fucking fake semen, right? But it's filled with the alien semen. And they got it chilled at a different temperature so that when it cools down and warms up, then it's ready to impregnate, right? So it impregnates the woman. They think they're pregnant by a human man, but it's actually the hybrid. The hybrid comes out, and they fucking rule over India.
That explains the separation of class.
Exactly.
They've been doing this for thousands of years.
This is why the people in India who shit in toilets are looked down upon, Chester. It's not a fucking coincidence. They're not just uncultured human beings. They're fucking hybrids. Sick of it.
That's fucking crazy. See, I'm sure they've infiltrated other means, right? What else have they infiltrated?
Well, let me tell you something. They have tattoos everywhere on them, right? But you can only see it under fluorescent lighting. That's why they go to India mostly. Because they don't have fluorescent lighting.
Yeah. For a second, I thought you were going to say Post Malone, and I was like, damn. But yeah, I got you.
No, we all know who Post Malone is. That's Robert Kennedy. Donovan Dead told me about this off the air.
That's true. As you remember that, he faked his death after faking the death of a hooker, and then became one of the best rappers of our time.
Exactly. He just waited a long time to do it. That's why he put them tattoos over his face so you can't see how fucking old he is.
Oh, my God. I think they're here, Tommy. I think we ruffled their feathers.
I hear something on the line, too, pal.
Tommy, I need you to take a stand on this podcast for a minute. I'm going to go check around. I'm going to get my baseball bat, Tommy. You need to lead this podcast for 2 minutes.
Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell this audience something. All right. The reptilians, the Nordic space brothers, the greys, insectoids, it's all the fucking same thing. It's the sextraterrestrials. All right. Any aliens that have touched down have been part of this race. There's many more alien races out there. Right. That's my roommate was not a sextraterrestrial, but he was one of the very few that isn't. And he was telling me about all these horrors back in the day. And you know what? I've been fighting years and years and years hiding out in the fucking forest with my three sheds, just waiting for these motherfuckers to start coming. And I did not realize it until the other day that India is where it's happening at. I thought it was just class warfare in India. They just love shitting on the ground. But then I put it all together The gears are turning, right? I started reading this book, all right? Are you there, Chester?
Mm-hmm.
Your audience, they're getting a first-hand fucking introduction to my new book. It's called Fucked by the Aliens. True Encounters with the Extraterrestrials. And right now it's going to be another thing. It's going to be $29.99. Because, see, the thing is, this is a new book. Those emails are a couple years old. Anything that comes out new has a $10 new premium on it. Because it's going to cost more to ship and cost more to print. Because I got a lot of copies out of the stuff when ink was way cheaper. That was before the fucking
Democrats.
Let me
tell you something. That's an amazing deal. Anybody that says it's not. It's a troglodytic piece of crap.
Right. It's called Fucked by the Aliens. True Encounters with the Extraterrestrials by Tommy Narkus.
And they're
it's
everywhere.
Be on my website.
They're everywhere, Tommy. And this goes deep. I didn't realize how deep it went. This is more than 6 inches right up your bunghole.
It's deeper than the probes, man. Way deeper.
Oh, I've been probed. I told you that story. I'm not gonna tell that story again. Anybody wants that story can go listen to the archives.
Yeah, they couldn't impregnate you, buddy, because you're all man.
Yeah, that's right. I never even saw a vagina though. I was a C-section baby.
Yeah, that's right. You kept it virgin. You kept it pure.
I saved myself for the Lord.
Exactly. I know exactly.
Ain't no extraterrestrial taking my V-card.
Yeah, no fucking bitch. Anybody listening, don't even call in about it. I'll hang the fucking thing up.
No, we're not taking any calls today. We'll take calls next week. I actually heard that there's quite a few people chomping at the bit to talk to old Chester and Tommy. But Jason, wait another week, you understand? Because I'll do what the fuck I want. Because this is a Chester Norton show. This is the Chester Norrington show, not the fucktard from Jersey show that thought he could run his mouth. Again, I'm just going on tangents. You can go back to the archives, listeners.
Yeah, that son of a bitch still hasn't got you, huh? Fucking
yeah.
Just talking shit.
That's
the
right.
The fucking coward. Like these fucking extraterrestrials got to come in the night with their little dildos and shit. Can't do it like a man.
Yep. I call that the Joe Biden syndrome.
Yeah, exactly. He'll kiss a little girl from behind, but you never seen him kissing her from the front, do you?
Not in public. Not in public. That's certainly the truth.
The fucking coward.
Yeah, in fact, Elizabeth Warren's got a bigger set of balls on her, and that's just on her chin.
Yeah, exactly. She's got more nuts on her face than Joe Biden has in his fucking pants.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why he didn't win Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? You're a fucking idiot. Right?
Joe Biden couldn't win Wheel of Fortune. Let alone Wheel of America.
He couldn't win a fucking race in the Special Olympics. He's that fucking decrepit and fucked up looking. He's a creep. He was in the fucking pizza place. You know what kind of fucking pizza he liked? You'll never believe this. Fucking white pizza. He was too much of a pussy to get sauce on it. Just give me the oil, he said. The fucking disgusting person. I fucking hate that piece of shit.
You and I said disgusting. I said, yes. That's unbearable. White pizza. You might as well be eating whale juice.
Exactly. And he probably fucking would if he could find the ocean.
Yeah, but he couldn't push to the ocean if he was standing on a fucking island.
No, he'd somehow fall off the fucking island and come right back up on top. Yeah, that's the thing. That's why they haven't got the emails, because he's in charge of fucking digging under the shed. He can't figure out what to do with the fucking shovel. Puts one end in the ground, and he puts the shovel end up his asshole. He's just standing out there like a fucking pogo stick on a shovel. Like, what the fuck is this guy doing fucking himself in my yard? Like, get the fuck out of here, you old prick. F- fuck, and he starts running into the bushes like a weirdo.
So you got a debate to prepare for, you dumb fucker?
What was that, Chester?
I said, don't you have a debate to prepare for, you dumb fucker? That's how I was talking to Joe.
Oh, no, he didn't prepare for that at all. He just stood there like a fucking dead fuck. Like a piece of driftwood. Like a fucking vegetable getting pulled out of a chair and raped in a fucking hospital by some creep pervert, much like him. You know what I'm saying?
He's a creep pervert. Yes, he is.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, do you expect anything less from your vice president to Barack Hussein Obama?
Yeah, the key word there is Hussein. I don't know where this fucking Barack and Obama came from. He's just, it was fucking Saddam. You know it fucking was.
He shaved his mustache, came to America, and became fucking president.
Look at the picture side by side. He's wearing a fucking mask on the face. And all he did was shave the mustache and put on like a fucking face mask. Same body type. He even talked the same. I heard him speaking fucking Iranian. We all did.
Well, Iranian is just an offshoot of lizard folk.
Right, exactly. They all
anyone with subpar knowledge of lizard talk could fucking pick that out a mile away. Problem is, most America aren't willing to admit that they fucking they can understand that, because then they have to admit their truth, that they're fucking lizard people.
Right, it's all a fucking hidden lie. Because we know the reptilians run the government here, and we know they fucking live out in the desert, but nobody wants to put two and two together, ever.
Now, see, when I put two and two together, I always get four, and that's the truth, and that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of that big number four.
Exactly, because if the truth had to hit them in the face, they'd have to admit the whole thing about India, because you know they know about it. Because the fucking lizard people and the extraterrestrials, they're basically cousins. They're almost the same fucking race. Except the lizard people don't really fuck too much, you know?
They gotta wait till they're in heat.
They're all fucking dead dicks. Dead dick lizard fucks. Yes. I don't know, I'm about sick of the way it's being run. My buddy out there, my old roommate, he's been talking. He might come on the podcast.
Well, that's fantastic. If we could get your alien roommate next week, that would be spectacular. Maybe he can take some calls.
He's from the intelligent planet, though, right? He's not the same species and race as these other motherfuckers.
He's not sexing people up.
No, back on his planet, they used to wear fucking little outfits and fucking burn symbols about these fucking motherfuckers. They wanted them out of there. They had every right to. I'm just saying.
That's sometimes mass genocide is the only option.
Well, look what happened
for years.
They come here and they try to fuck our planet up. Climate change, my asshole. They're fucking drilling. They're fucking putting their little alien mechanisms to change the weather. There ain't no fucking climate change. It's fucking alien change.
Fucking trying to change the weather so they can come out the fucking desert so that the whole goddamn planet's a desert.
Right, my roommate, he crashed that fucking weather balloon. That wasn't his weather balloon in fucking Roswell. He was strangling a weather balloon to stop it from fucking the climate up. He's a hero. They tried to put him in fucking prison. Luckily, he got away.
Shame. That's just a shame. Of course, it was fucking Democrats.
Oh, yeah, back then they try to say the party's flipped. Such a fucking lie. It's the same rhetoric I hear over and over again. The fucking Civil War, you know what that was really about. We all do. It wasn't about no fucking slavery. It was about the fucking aliens coming over, trying to take over. They fucking won, the reptile people. That's what the fuck happened to this country. The fucking South had won, we wouldn't have any of this shit.
That's a shame. That's a goddamn shame.
I don't know. I was just drinking some fucking Mountain Dew early and getting some energy crystals ready. Just trying to fucking stock up before the apocalypse. You know it's coming. They're fucking
coming, but I'm prepared.
Close the fucking borders, right, Chester? Jesus, we need to build that fucking wall with barbed wire and electricity and fucking bazookas. stop them Indians from coming over and shitting on our fucking ground. Trying to take over. That's all they're trying to do. I'm pissed.
That's crazy. I can't take it anymore, Tommy. I just can't take it. What's wrong with... What are we going to have to do to open people's eyes?
Well, we keep putting this out on the airwaves, Chester. Doing the Lord's work out here.
And that's what we will forever try to do. Now, unfortunately, Tommy, I'm going to have to cut this episode short. We didn't quite get what I wanted to get as far as the extraterrestrials go. But I believe fully that next week when we have an expert from another planet on as a host with us, we might be able to get into further details. In the meantime, I ask that you protect that shed and protect the bunghole.
I protect that shed and I protect America. God bless.
That's true American. And that's something all you listeners need to be. You need to take his heed. You need to be a true American. You need to question your neighbor. You need to report your neighbor for all suspicious activity. You need to hoard guns and ammo and be ready to use that gun and ammo at the whim of a peacock flying across the sky. Okay? Because when you see a peacock flying across the sky, that's suspicious. That's weird. So you get your gun and then you start killing your neighbor. Because clearly they're fucking aliens. So as a final word, I just want to say, America, please wake up. Please. And now I'm going to sign off. With love, Chester Norrington.